from going to sleep until waking up. The inner self, or our astral body and the I, are outside the physical and etheric bodies. The present stage of evolution, the I and astral do not have the organs to perceive the events they are involved in during sleep states. We sleep into life on Earth. There is a period early in life we do not recall, because at that stage we do not walk, talk, or think. This is the sleeping stage. Walking is complex. It takes balance and practice, and the ability to differentiate the arms from the legs. Talking requires experimentation and mimicking and trying for ourselves. Speech is also a search for balance. And thinking comes from speech. We can observe bringing the inner life of the soul to expression with words. The higher ideals of human life are carried on the astral from the physical body as we sleep. In other words, what we say during the daytime is carried away at night. Moving out through the chest as the astral body is bound within the chest. The eye is bound within the limbs. The eye is connected to every movement made, just as the astral is connected to speech. Physical movement is more than just a physical thing. It is an expression of the I, of satisfaction or dissatisfaction. We take our preferences, judgments, comparisons out with us into the sphere of sleep. The archangels relate to the world of speech as something they want to experience. If what we say does not rise to our highest ideals in waking life, it becomes difficult to establish connection with the angels. It is vital to know if there is no idealism in the words we use, it means we can't relate to angels or them to us. so we must insist speech becomes enthusiastic and spiritually rich once more. As the astral body lifts through speech to the archangels, the I lifts through the movement of the day. The I lifts up to the archive. The only thing to develop relationship with these beings is unconditional, genuine deep love for humanity, rather than judgments of others or preferences or comparisons. There is a connection made here between the I and our karma or destiny. An idealist is guided through offerings of speech by angels. The archai offer the power of movement. When we move in a correct manner, the archai help us learn to walk, and the archangels guide the direction. Developing love for humanity is a soul quality. In past lives, we may have developed hatred for others, so cannot connect with the archai. So the power of movement is diminished. We can see a possibility to weave karma as we sleep, harvesting what we need to weave with us as we are awake by developing love and speech that comes from love or in pursuit of love or spiritual ideals. It is fair to say we only see the eye and the astral activities in the physical body when we look at the human in daytime waking life. This means we see the influences. Taking a correct view, we see the human astral body vibrating in the words and forms created in speech. The astral is hidden in speech, but during the night it takes part in higher hierarchies. In a similar way, this is true for the eye. For the materialist, morality is a decision of the mind. For those who perceive the reality, the moral world order is lived. It is lived powerfully in waking and sleep states. If we can live in light, it translates and creates as we sleep. We establish relationship with archangels in the heart and mind, and the archai in our will, which is surrendered to divinity. So during the night, the astral and the eye leave the living body. the etheric and physical remain. The etheric body does not go into the cosmic world. It stays with us until we die. Then it is received back into the cosmos. Karma works on heart, mind, and will. The eye and astral remain with us, still in the process of creating or dissolving karma through heart, mind, and will. So the inner responses we develop in life matter. The inner responses we develop in life matter. It is not a philosophy, but something held in the soul that evolves the soul in relationship to interacting with the hierarchies. When we say, "I want to feel love," these words reach the angels who will guide us on how to move that way. And this is the power of prayer.